Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, powered by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, we are back, baby. International break is over. Premier League all weekend long, and not only that, we have Champions League coming up this week. What are your thoughts, Nico? How hyped are you? I mean, I could not be more excited. The international break is finally over, man. That's it.
Yeah, man. Super exciting stuff. We have not only the World Cup coming next summer, but as you said, Champions League football, Premier League is back after this international break. And we're going to get some action between that and the next break. So I'm super pumped for it.
Yeah, it's going to be super exciting stuff. I mean, there's no way around it. I to be honest, Champions League kind of snuck up on me here a little bit. I really was not expecting it. I went to look. I was writing, you know, maybe we'll look ahead of Champions League. And coincidentally, I look and we got games this week. So, I mean, between the week four, I mean, there's so much going on now. I mean, now the question is, when does Isak play? Are we going to see Donnarumma this week for Manchester City?
Exciting.
You know, Newcastle's got some new players to handle. We have a Manchester Derby this weekend. I mean, we have some all-time Champions League matchups next week as well. I mean, historically speaking, Bayern Munich versus Chelsea, but at home, by the way, in Munich, which is where that game happened. The famous night where Drogba won Chelsea the Champions League. I mean, not only that.
What a header that was.
Kevin De Bruyne back at the Etihad against Manchester City in the other light blue and white kit, playing for Napoli, obviously. Two Manchester United players back at the Etihad in that fixture as well, with McTominay and most recently Hoyland. A sneaky good game, Newcastle versus Barcelona. Feels like the early 2000s. Newcastle in the Champions League, Barcelona. There's some juice on that. I think one of my favorite actually picks for this whole weekend and upcoming week is in that fixture. So, I mean, look, I couldn't be more fired up to go through all these games, to preview all of these, to cover them, to give predictions, picks, parlays, and we're going to get through it all over the next hour here on First Touch. So do not move. We are coming right back. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. We'll see you in a minute.
Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with my man, Nico Beef Sauce. And, you know, look, we alluded to it starting off the show. The international break is over, and I got to be honest, although it's action and there's games, it can't draw my interest. When you look at what we have this weekend and next week and comparatively put it up against what we watched during the international break, it just doesn't get the blood pumping the same way, Nico. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
I agree. I mean, it's fun to watch these guys play for their national teams, but more worried about Champions League football, Premier League football, the derbies, like all those great games that are coming up right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, what are we talking about? Is there anything? Let me throw this to you though before we really get into the Premier League this weekend and Champions League and all that. Was there anything that stuck out to you over the international break? Or an event that happened that a team is positively or negatively affected by, in your opinion?
I mean, Germany losing that first game was kind of a big shocker to me because these teams are not safe. They still have to play through these games and they still have to win them. And you alluded to it perfectly last week when you said that every time the World Cup comes, one of these big teams, you know, doesn't make it. And we're like, how can this be? I mean, Italy is a perfect example from last season.
Italy, there's been years with no Sweden. And when you think England, Sweden is not really at the same level of, you know, Italy. But they've had some iconic players and teams, no doubt. I think for me, something that stuck out is the Florian Wirtz free kick. He finally gets his goal, his first one of the year. Let's see if he can bring it to the Premier League. That is, for me, one of the storylines to watch in the coming weeks. Is Wirtz and what he does production-wise. Because let's not forget, prior to the end of the window, at the beginning of the window, he was the British transfer record. And then, obviously, Alexander Isak. I don't know, Nico. I mean, did you see the clips of Isak in his first Liverpool training session?
I did. And I feel like people make such a big deal about those things for no reason whatsoever. As if they know better than Isak and what type of shape he has to be in. He's obviously not in the best shape of his life because he's been sitting at the house.
I wasn't even going in that direction. I was going in the direction of, boy, he looks smooth. Like, he looks good, bro. Like, I mean, I hate to say it as a United fan, but, like, he looks real good in a Liverpool kit. Like, it's just, he looks like a Liverpool player. His finishing is just so effortless. I can't believe that they actually got him and that we're going to – I mean, thankfully, I don't think I have to watch a United-Liverpool fixture for a couple weeks. But nonetheless, let's actually get into it. Arsenal home versus Nottingham Forest tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. Eastern. Arsenal minus 264. The draw's plus 400. Forest plus 700. Over 2.5 minus 147. Under 2.5 plus 116. I believe Saka is still out, but we should certainly be seeing Eze starting this fixture with Gyökeres up top. And the rest of a healthy Arsenal squad, minus Saliba, who I believe is also not going to be fit for this match. But nonetheless, Arsenal at home, that you expect them to take care of business, no?
I mean, I expect them to take care of business. I will say an interesting factor in this game will play the new coach for Forest. Nuno is sacked. Postecoglou returns with Nottingham Forest in the Premier League.
I love it.
Months after he got fired, he's coming back. In my opinion, the drama between Forest and Tottenham is going to be absolutely magnificent this season. Gibbs White not going there last minute.
Postecoglou
coming back to Forest. Come on, I really will wake up tomorrow at 7:15 a.m. have a coffee and watch this game only for that reason. Am I crazy?
I mean, yeah, I'll definitely be up for this game, no doubt.
Yeah,
I want to watch this one. This is one that I would encourage anyone to wake up early and watch. I think this goes over 2.5, no doubt. -147, I love. I think there's goals in this game.
I like it.
I think Forest is going to come out flying. They made good signings. They broke their transfer record this year. They have a new coach, and they didn't really need one, but obviously the situation with the owner got a little too tense, and I think that it's an upgrade. So I don't really know about laying Arsenal at this number, but I also don't trust Forest to be able to win this game.
Forest plus 1.5 is -145.
That I like a lot. +1.5. I'm going to ride that. But we'll see. We'll see. Another good one. Bournemouth home versus Brighton. Bournemouth +136. The draw +250. Brighton +190. Over 2.5, -150. Under 2.5, +117. Nico and I have the over 2.5 already in a parlay for tomorrow with the first leg done from a Bundesliga game this afternoon. Shout out Nico for cooking that one up. So if you guys want to ride with us, we actually already have that locked in. But Nico, other than that, what do you like in this game?
I obviously like the over 2.5. My brain is telling me that Bournemouth is going to take care of business, but Brighton, although they had a rough start with a loss and a draw, they had that big win, that big comeback they did at home against City. So very tough to judge. I do like Bournemouth's money line, to be honest, but I feel like Brighton can have an amazing game up front with a ton of space and expose Bournemouth. Although I will say the center backs for Bournemouth have been their biggest weakness this season because they lost both.
I like Semenyo to score. I like Bournemouth to win at home as well. I haven't really felt anything from Brighton thus far. They have, missed some penalties, haven't really clicked. But usually when I say that, this is the week they're going to click. So I'm going to actually flip-a-roo here. I'm going to take Semenyo to score, but I'm taking Brighton to win at +190. I don't know. I'm just going.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm betraying my instinct. I don't have the lines down for Palace versus Sunderland, but let's just go right to Everton home versus Villa. Everton +138, the draw is +235, Villa +200, over 2.5, -105, under 2.5, -122. Is tomorrow the day that Villa finally gets a point on the board? Do they get a win? Do they get 3 points?
Is the game tomorrow that Villa scores a goal? That's an even better question to ask.
It's fair.
I mean, they literally, I will not say it's for sure, but I don't think that they have much more time. They have a draw against Newcastle, a loss against Brentford, and a loss against Crystal Palace. They're sitting with 1 point on the bottom of the table. So this is pretty much a big game for them, like a Champions League final.
I just think that it's inevitable that it's so, to be honest, what I think is going to happen here is a draw. Because I think that it's at some point you have to. I mean, Villa are not a bad team on paper. Like they have guys. And Everton have been playing great. Jackie Grealish, player of the month, deservingly so as well, may I add. But I think this one ends as a draw, a 1-1 or a 2-2 draw. I think it's going to be an entertaining game. And I think the Villa score. They have to. Going back to Crystal Palace home versus Sunderland. Palace -150. Sunderland +425. The draw is +275, over 2.5, +110, under 2.5, -135. I mean, I like Palace. There's no way around it for me. I know that they've obviously lost Eze, but that doesn't change they have a great manager, they defend very well at home, and they kept Gehi, so they're going to have their normal lineup outside of Eze. And it seems to be the Palace just are able to replicate these Eze's and Elise's. They keep bringing them up, so let's see who the next phenom is going to be. But nonetheless, I think that they are just too much defensively for Sunderland, especially at home. I don't think there's a lot of goals in this game necessarily, but I do think that Palace could easily sneak away with a 1-0 win here.
Palace coming off of a triumph at Villa, 3-0. So vibes are up. one of their best players didn't leave. And I feel like out of the teams that have lost their stars, Palace is almost leaning towards a Bournemouth situation where they lost Solanke and they play even better, almost. So let's see how long they can hold this up, because they're a team that usually ends around 10th place, but they've started hot.
Do you believe that Palace can surpass what they did last season in the league now with no Eze and added competitions in play?
I honestly don't think so. I thought when we did the top to bottom standings, I had them finishing low because I thought that Eze would leave, and I thought that that would affect them tremendously. So far, though, guys are stepping up and they're making big plays and they're scoring big goals for them, and that can give a team a ton of confidence. The longevity of it is in question for me.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. I want to add into the Villa game as well. I do have Ollie Watkins in a parlay to score a goal anytime. I think if they do score, if their first goal of the season for me is going to come from their striker, like that for me is what will happen. I also do have Morgan Rodgers as to have an assist. He absolutely. I mean, he was absent the last time I threw this in there. So there, I mean, for Watkins and Rodgers for the rest of the year, it's on the line tomorrow.
Right now,
for me, like if they don't deliver, even if the parlay loses, it loses. But I need to see some effort out of these gentlemen. Otherwise,
exactly,
they're going
yeah.
straight to the ban list. Like, I'm not doing it anymore. These guys are getting cut off. But nonetheless, we're going to continue on with the Saturday slate of the Week 4 Premier League preview before we get into Sunday and Champions League fixtures next week here on First Touch. Don't move. We're coming back with your hosts, Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, powered by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Lamina, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's just keep pushing forward through the Week 4 preview for the English Premier League. Fulham home versus Leeds. Fulham minus 106, draw plus 250. Leeds plus 290, over 2.5, plus 101, under 2.5, minus 125. Where do you go with this, my man?
This is so tough to judge. I feel like Fulham is due for like a big win, especially at home. But Leeds does not seem to be a bad team to me. I mean, watching a team play versus just watching what the result was is totally two totally different things.
I could not agree more.
They're good. I like that team. My brain tells me draw. My heart tells me that Fulham takes this.
I think that you can't ignore the price action of Fulham at minus 106. With that being said, Leeds is a very frisky team. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see a draw or Leeds here. I'm with you as well, though. Like, logically speaking, you think, okay, it's Fulham. They've been a pretty serviceable team for the last couple years. They have good players. They just got a result at home against Manchester United. What that means is not, you know, it doesn't really mean much right now, obviously. But nonetheless, it's a result at home against a big club and to be honest, their goalkeeper stood up in that game and stood on his head. So I think that if I was throwing money on it, I would go Fulham. I don't think it's going to be like I think this could be a 2-1 game. Like, I could see both teams scoring for sure.
Over 2.5?
Yeah, I like over 2.5 at plus
101. It's like Fulham, when I watch them play, if there's anything about them that stands out to me is how far they are from scoring a goal. Like, for them to score a goal, like Iwobi, he's a great and he's athletic, but when he's in front of goal, man, that guy cannot find the net for his life. He's very bad at finishing, and then they don't have like that player up top that kind of like puts goals away easily.
No, yeah,
you know what I mean?
100%. I look at Forrest and think, okay, there's a lot of ballers here that can score and like they'll put goals in. With Fulham, I feel what you're saying there.
It's scary.
Let's see if we see the debut of Isak's replacement. You could probably help me with the pronunciation of his name, but Newcastle home versus Wolves. Newcastle minus 235, draw plus 375, Wolves plus 650, over 2.5, minus 136, under 2.5, plus 107. I love over 2.5 here. I love Newcastle. I would consider laying the number. I'm going to look at the minus 1.5 line as well. But Nico, what are your thoughts on this one here?
My thoughts are Newcastle absolutely overpaid for this dude. My gut feeling about him is the same exact one I had for Sesko. I do not rate him that high. Granted, they bought a guy that's 22, 23 years old. So potential is there if they're able to build him up. But how he's going to fit into the Premier League, going from a team like Bremen and Stuttgart that are not even close to the top of the German league, I don't know, man. Risky move by Newcastle. They should
a lot of money. They paid for him what Real Madrid paid for Ronaldo in 2008. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I mean, what is that? That's crazy, bro. What 95 million used to get you? It, dude, it's greed,
you know what that is?
Inflation. It's just this. It's. I don't even know. I mean, they could spend. They had the money to spend, but like, bro, that is insane. Imagine what would Ronaldo go for in today's day and age? 500 million in his prime?
Half a billion. and the thing is with like these signings is that like the numbers keep going up and up, and if you look at the flops that have come out with figures like that, there are more than just a handful now.
I think
like,
there's more flops than successes at these figures.
I agree, but teams like Newcastle, They did not want to be forced to make this move. That's why they held on to Ishak until the last minute. Because
they bought Wisa as well. I don't know, like, if you knew you were getting him, why did you need this other guy for $95 million?
Champions League football.
At least Wisa, yeah. But they just signed Ramsey as well. Ramsey's injured, so is Wisa, by the way. But nonetheless, let's push forward. West Ham home versus Tottenham. Tottenham plus 110, draw plus 260, West Ham plus 240, over 2.5, minus 130, under 2.5, plus 101. I mean, I thought West Ham were dead and getting relegated as of last week, and they beat Forest 3-0. So they screwed us last week. Do you see Tottenham winning this game, or is West Ham going to screw us? Because I love Tottenham, and I'm scared.
Fulkrug is doubtful in this game. And Wilson is their backup because obviously the striker that got into a car accident last season, that was terrible. But Mikel Antonio. I like Tottenham in this spot, but my gut feeling again tells me over 2.5 only because these teams have very little defensive talent. And I feel like Tottenham playing away from home, having lost their last game at home, they have to come out here swinging.
Well, Tottenham also played god-awful last time out. Now, there have been 2 weeks since then. Some signings have came in. Guys, obviously, probably, you know, a lot of them will feel rejuvenated after an international break. So let's see. I mean, I'm going to roll the dice with Tottenham. I will be putting them in a parlay at plus 110 against the West. Because, like, let's not forget, West Ham are still the team that we saw the first 2 weeks of the season. Like, that's within them somewhere. It just depends on, is it going to come out this week? And I think
the result against Forest was kind of like fake.
That's a fluke. It wasn't really 3-0. Yeah. They scored 3 goals in the last 5 minutes of the game. Like that's exactly. I look at that like a 1-0 win. Let's not forget when they got absolutely walloped by Chelsea the week before, and a Chelsea team that I don't rate that highly. Speaking of Chelsea on the road at Brentford, they are minus 130. The draw is plus 290. Brentford plus 340. Over 2.5, minus 139. Under 2.5, plus 107. Liam Delap out 10, 12 weeks. News drop today, unfortunate for Chelsea fans. But João Pedro has been in the form of his life. So it's just this gives me the same vibes that I felt about Tottenham away at West Ham. Chelsea away at Brentford at a number that looks too good to be true. What are your thoughts here?
The reason why that number is there is because Tyreek George, a 19-year-old, is going to start as a striker tomorrow, most likely. So that's going to be because Cole Palmer's missing. So João Pedro has to play number 10. And then they have to play with a center forward, and they don't have one. They have to play their third guy. João Pedro really came to be a center forward at number 9. And Nicholas Jackson's gone. So they got to play their third center forward tomorrow.
Oh, let's see this projected lineup.
Yeah, it's Tyreek George that's projected to start.
I mean, wait, hold up. Are you sure Palmer's out and injured?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
seeing him in their projected lineup.
Oh, well, one of our apps has it wrong. I have Cole Palmer doubtful to play.
All right. Wow, that game's at 3 p.m. Nice little Saturday afternoon ripper.
It's going to be fun. But I feel like if Palmer plays and he's ready to go at least 60, 70 minutes, then it's a big game.
I'm
going to
do a quick Google search here. Is Cole Palmer playing tomorrow? I really want to, because that is a huge
game changer. Yeah, if it's time decision, it's tough. It's tough to ride because the value is there. Brentford is god awful. They're not a good team.
Do you think that even without Cole Palmer, that he'll face a late fitness test ahead of possible return? Okay, so I get the vibe that even if he is available to play, he's probably not going to start this game. I could see this being 0-0 at halftime and Chelsea winning it late.
Me too. But the only thing I'm going to say
is
that
Brentford
against Villa, which is god awful. They did score a goal and were able to keep, and they scored a second one too that got canceled, but they held on all the way until the end. I feel like those home games for them are going to be huge. This game, I don't like it. That's what I'm trying to say at the end of the day, my friend.
Yeah. Another one that's probably not going to be great unless you're a Liverpool fan. Burnley home versus Liverpool. Liverpool minus 290, drop plus 470. Burnley plus 800. Over 2.5, minus 188. Under 2.5, minus 160. The real question is, what is the Liverpool line to win by 1.5? Because there's that's really the only thing that's in here. So
-120.
I mean, bro, that is for me. I can't, like, I'm on the app right now as we speak, and I'm going to put this.
You know what I love in this game, Tyler?
Right now. Go ahead.
You know what I love in this game? I like Liverpool to score 3 goals. Over 2.5 for Liverpool is even money. I like Liverpool to be up by halftime. That is also great value. That is a City on -150.
That's your favorite bet to begin with.
I love it. And then I will say, in this game, I love Liverpool to keep a clean sheet. I feel like that clean sheet that they had against Arsenal is gonna be something that they want to build on, because obviously against Bournemouth and against Newcastle, their defense let in like what, 5 goals between those two games. So clean sheet against Arsenal, come back from international break, and Burnley to not score a goal is also even money. I feel like they just shot him out.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be an absolute ripper of a game. Do we see Isak? He's not going to start, I don't think. There's no reason.
No, he's not going to start, but I feel like maybe
40 minutes 4-0, at the end.
Yeah. If the scoreline's good.
All right, the big one. Manchester City home versus Manchester United. We're going to get to this one on the other side of the break. I'm going to give you the lines now just to think about it. City -130, draw +310, United +350, over 3.5 +129, under 3.5 -166. We're going to break down this Manchester derby right on the back end of this break. I'm your host, Tyler Bean, along with my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Don't move. We're coming right back.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, powered by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beefsauce, my co-host. Let's talk Manchester Derby, Nico. First Manchester Derby of the season. It is at the Etihad. As I said on the front side of the break, City are -130 favorites. The draw is +310. United +350. Over 3.5 +129. Under 3.5 -166. If there's ever been a time to get Manchester City, it would be now, and it would be a big result for United. I'm not going to lie. They have not been great defensively at all. Neither have we. Both teams really have kind of shown an inability to really score outside of City in the first, over the first, you know, the first game weekend where they beat Wolves 4-0, and we thought how dangerous they looked. All that's happened is they've scored one goal in total against Tottenham and Brighton, shut out by Tottenham at home, so put one goal in the net away at Brighton. And they've only lost more and more players to injury since then. On United side, Cunha's out injured. Diego Dalot is out injured. But Onana is gone forever. Thank the Lord. Bahadir will still be starting, though, this game. New guy has to fight for his Lemons, whatever his name is. He has to fight for his spot, which it is what it is. I don't hate the idea of not throwing in a 22-year-old or 23-year-old in his first Premier League start away at Manchester City. I think it's probably better for him. Ultimately, but what do you got in this one? I mean, I don't really know where to go. I'm disappointed, but I also think there's a way we could win here.
Last time United traveled to Etihad, they had a triumph. Amad Diallo put on a masterclass. I believe Kobbie Mainoo had a great game there as well, and United had an amazing game. Now, knowing Pep and that international break that was in the middle of this, and City kind of having to like reset, Haaland scored probably 7 goals against Moldova on the international break that we had. They beat him 11-1. I'm afraid for United in this game for some reason. I feel like City will be really hungry. Things might click for them early, and United's confidence, if it starts going low, bad things can happen.
I think we win this one.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
Straight out?
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, outside of goalkeeper errors, what has been bad? I mean, the game against Fulham wasn't great, but like we played great against Arsenal. We didn't score against the best defense in the league. Okay. And David Raya stood on his head. Obviously, defensively against Burnley, not great at home. But City are gettable. I mean, Brighton just beat them. Tottenham went in there, beat them 2-0 on the road. We have the ability to play well defensively. Now, whether or not that happens is a coin flip. But I don't know. My gut just tells me that, like, we're going to get 3 points. And
It's just very hard for me to trust United defensively because, like, Haaland can indeed be shot out by Tottenham. But he's always going to be so much closer to the goal on a game against
Manchester
United.
I think De Ligt can handle him.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, he just handled
Gyökeres. We're on the opposite spectrum.
He pocketed Gyökeres. I mean, Lenny Yoro is a great center back as well. Our weakness is our wingbacks and our goalkeeper. Obviously, the midfield as well is a big question mark. But City's Huge. Midfield is a question mark right now as well. They have so many injuries. So, who knows? With Pep Roulette, I mean, you never know in these derbies. You really never do.
Yeah.
But I also would like to disclose as well, I would not be surprised if we lost this 3-0.
Yeah. I mean, Marmoush not playing for City is a big...
Turkey's out, too.
Yeah, two players on the attacking end, but Dogu's going to play. Like, they have options. I don't know.
Okay, Bernardo, so Dogu's going to dribble past somebody and then not assist and not score. So I'm not worried about him. That's all he does. He is the best 1v1 player in the league, in my opinion. And then he literally cannot deliver any actual byproduct of his skill. Nothing comes of it ever. So I'm not worried about him. at all. That guy is a wash for me. Haaland is who I am worried about. If Bernardo Silva might score in this game too. I don't know. He's just someone that seems to always get us somehow. He's a little gnat. But you would think that on the at the tail end of the show, we would be wrapping up with this game, because we would normally, this is the highlight of any given week or weekend. But we have 6 unbelievable Champions League matchups next week to look forward to. And I mean, it's 6 Premier League teams are playing in the Champions League next week. We start with Arsenal on the road at Athletic Club. Arsenal +105, the draw +240, Athletic Club +275, over 2.5, -103, under 2.5, -126. Your thoughts? I mean, let's talk some Champions League action, baby. How about it?
Ah, man, I feel like the Champions League for me is the thing that I look forward to the most.
Me too.
I honestly cannot tell you anything beyond like the World Cup and the Euros. Champions League is something that is the thing that I keep waiting on every single year. And Olympiacos is playing in it this year. Isn't that crazy?
Nice. Love that for you. Nonetheless, do you like Arsenal? You think Arsenal will go on the road and take care of business here? +105 is a good number. But they do have injuries.
Arsenal, minus the injuries, but plus the excitement of Eze going into that squad, I feel like they can take care of business here. Although I don't think it's going to be an easy game. I don't think they steamroll.
Yep, I feel you there. I'm rocking with Arsenal +105 as well. I do like the under 2.5 though for the exact. Arsenal is so good defensively, but will they be able to score 3 goals on the road? Let's not forget though that Manchester United last year went to their house in the semifinal and beat them 3-0 on the road. So Arsenal very well could absolutely destroy this team, because that was the worst version of Manchester United we've ever had. And I can't imagine Athletic Club improving that much over the summer. No.
An important factor here is that Nico Williams picked up an injury playing for Spain over the international break. So if he's not playing, that makes Arsenal an even bigger favorite in my eyes, because he's their best player.
Yeah, I might be locking that in. Tottenham home versus Villarreal. Tottenham -112, draw +260. Villarreal +290, over 2.5, -131, under 2.5, +100. Villarreal, a team I know well from the Europa League versus Manchester United. Not just very familiar with the Champions League version of them and what they can bring to the table here. But your thoughts, Tottenham back in the Champions League. Can they take care of business at home?
It's going to be a challenging game. Villarreal had a great start this season. 2 wins, 1 draw in the Spanish La Liga. I do believe that they can pose threats. Honestly, the over 2.5 is what I like the most here, because Spanish teams are not known for sitting back and defending too much. And if an early goal gets scored on, Villarreal is going to come out and attack. I don't see them playing a defensive mindset here.
I like the draw here. I think that Tottenham are going to give up a goal, a silly goal, pressure, expectations. I like this ending at 1-1, maybe 2-2. I think this is the one I'm most excited for. Bayern Munich home versus Chelsea. Munich -139, draw +310, Chelsea +320, over 3.5, +125, under 3.5, -169. I mean, the pre-match video for this one is going to be absolutely electric.
Yeah, absolutely, it's crazy. Electric.
I'm hammering Bayern. They're getting their revenge. I'll tell you
Bayern Munich money line.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. That place is going to be absolutely bonkers. The environment will be second to none, and Chelsea have injury problems right now. Kane to score. Who else?
to score.
Yeah, Olise goal.
Luis Diaz to score.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean, they got Olise and Diaz have played Chelsea many times. They're not going to be, they're not for, honestly, their whole front three is all Premier League, ex-Premier League players. So I think Bayern sweep them, with ease. I don't even think this one's close. I might consider taking -1.5. Liverpool home versus Atletico Madrid. Liverpool -154, draw +300, Atletico +390, over 2.5, -164, under 2.5, +125. Again, I love Liverpool. Atletico Madrid have not had a great start to the season, from my understanding. Anfield on a European night, first Champions League game of the season. Isak in the squad, Etiquite, Mo Salah. I mean, what are we talking about here? I can't see a world where Liverpool don't smoke Atletico Madrid. I don't care how defensive Simeone is. I don't care their culture and their formation, none of it matters for me.
Wasn't it 3 years ago that Atletico Madrid disqualified Liverpool from the Champions League with that crazy game in Anfield? I feel like that's the memory that I have. But the only problem with your theory, which I'm a fan of, like I also think that Liverpool smokes them, is like Atletico Madrid and that dirty defensive game. Julian Alvarez up top, he finds a way to score, and then they just sit back the whole game. I would hate to see that, but
no chance.
I'm not flying.
Sit back
I'm
the whole not... game, dude. You can't do that against these boys.
Yeah, Isak is a new.
You're gonna let Isak and Etiquette and Salah and McAllister and Szoboszlai just run around, like, dude? No way. You can't.
That's. I don't think that will be an option. There's no. I also don't think that they can stop them from scoring. Like Liverpool will score a goal. I mean, do they go in here and play for a point? Maybe that might not be a terrible decision. But nonetheless. Dangerous. I still like Liverpool at -154. Man City home versus Napoli. City -154. Draw +300. Napoli +400. Over 2.5. -142. Under 2.5. +110. De Bruyne back at the Etihad.
I love Napoli to win this game outright. I think that a Manchester City derby on a Sunday leading into a Napoli team that are good, that have grit, that are well managed, have players that have played in this stadium, in this environment, if we want to call it an environment. I'm ready to say that +400 is shockingly low. It's shockingly high. Excuse me. Napoli are the Serie A champions. Like, we act like that. Like that just gets glossed over. They have Kevin De Bruyne. They have McTominay is Serie A MVP. Lukaku. These guys are not going to be afraid to go into this environment. They've played in this environment before. All of them. And it will get quiet when De Bruyne scores, and he'll get a standing ovation, and he'll get clapped out of the stadium, lifted on the Napoli teammate's shoulders out of there. Book it, cash it, Napoli +400. I'm all
you. Over. You heard it here first. Breaking news: Tyler Levine wants to watch City suffer 2 back-to-back losses at home. Like that would be a dream for you. You would absolutely love that. Like it would make you so happy.
Yep. It would make me absolutely fucking delighted. Oops, excuse me. Didn't mean to drop that. Newcastle home versus Barcelona. Newcastle +205. Draw +280. Barcelona +115. Over 3.5 +110. Under 3.5 -146. I can't believe that Barcelona are +115.
I mean, I feel like value-wise, that has to be the best bet on the slate.
It has to be, bro. I mean, who's going to line up at left back and take on... I'm trying to pull up just Newcastle's projected lineup for tomorrow, and let's see who they're projecting. Okay, let's do this. Trippier or Livermerto against Livermento. They have Rafinha on one side and Lamal on the other. I cannot even imagine. I mean,
Lamine Yamal and Dani Olmo.
Dude, I think Newcastle get absolutely ran through. I wouldn't be surprised if this is 5-0 at the end.
If I had a lot of money, that would be a game where I would generously touch, like, with both hands. Because, like, plus money for a team that is projected to probably win the Champions League this season, I mean, Barcelona has got to be one of the biggest favorites with Liverpool. They got the best player in the world. That is enough to kind of like make you stand out anyway. Yamal is doing absolute mayhem. Whether he plays for Barca, whether he plays for the Spanish national team, guy's going off. He's going to be a legend of football, bro.
Yeah, Ballon d'Or winner.
I would say it's almost a certainty.
Well,
yeah, multiple.
About Mbappe as well.
And we've yet to see. I mean, I will say this. There's something about a World Cup year that gets Kylian Mbappe up for the task. He scored a very nice goal over the international break. He's been scoring in La Liga for Madrid. I believe Madrid haven't dropped points yet in La Liga. Correct me if I'm wrong.
They haven't.
But they haven't. It's Real Madrid. But Barca have. But Real Madrid are sitting pretty on 9 points under Xabi Alonso, +5 goal differential. So... Let's see. We'll chat a little La Liga and a little bit of Champions League coming up next during the 2-minute drill here on First Touch. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Don't move. Coming right back.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, powered by Sports Overnet America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beefsauce. Again, happy Friday, folks. Nico, is there something that really sticks out as your lock of the week, we could say? Something that you absolutely love, maybe a Champions League game and then a Premier League game?
I will say that my two locks of the week have got to be Barcelona to win at Newcastle and Liverpool to win by two goals against Burnley. Or them to score three.
I'm going to find the line here in a second, but I'm going to be taking Barcelona -1.5 against Newcastle. I'm sorry, but I don't think that they...
That's kind of crazy.
I mean, is it though? Why?
It is because they're playing at home, and just take a step back and remember what you were thinking about Newcastle in that game against Liverpool where they came back being down two goals with a down a man. Like... I feel like this team is missing their best player right now, but I don't feel like they're playing that bad. You know what I mean?
Tell me
like
this.
They're not playing as.
Tell me this. Barcelona -1.5 is +260. Is that not at least worth some juice in a parlay?
It does. I'm not gonna lie. I do think that Barcelona.
That's a pretty big number, bro. I think Barcelona. We both love them to win. What is it so far stretched to think that they can maybe just add another goal on top of the one that we think that they're already gonna win by?
Win 3-1.
Yeah, dude, 3-1 sounds great. I absolutely love that. My favorite Premier League over the weekend, I think, is going to be Chelsea. I think that -130 gets done. Nonetheless, folks, hope you have a great weekend. We'll be back next week to recap all of the Week 4 slate over the weekend in the Premier League, as well as all of the midweek games for the Champions League. So next Friday is going to be a great one. Make sure you're here at 5 o'clock Eastern. Thank you again to Sports Overnet America, and thank you guys.
in the Sports Byline USA studio. See you guys next week. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, signing off alongside my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce.
See ya.